Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Flashback Friday.
Yes, Flashback Friday. Oh, well, hold on. How about
it's
for me?
It's Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
Wait, hey. Try it again.
Okay. It's Flashback Friday.
It's terrible.
It's horrible. Hey, guys. It's
Throwback Thursday. Flashback Friday.
April 7th, the day after my birthday.
Yeah.
By the way, we're going to continue celebrating my birthday all month long.
My
friend Eileen and I used to do it all. Jeff, we would go to like a bar like 2 weeks later. Oh, yeah. It was her birthday.
I'll have two Zimas, please.
Remember Zimas? Oh, what was it? Peach schnapps and champagne. Bellinis. Oh,
Bellinis,
my God.
Yeah,
yes.
I've had a Bellini.
My friend and I, we were crazy, man. I love you, Eileen. I know she's listening. I love
Bellinis.
You, Eileen.
Bellinis, wow. I knew a girl named Danielle Bellini. How's that?
Really?
She's on TV in Florida.
Really?
I don't know if she still is, but...
Oh, okay.
It's weird how, you know, some names, you're like, oh, wow, I knew someone with that name.
Yeah. Did you ever have Jeff, the
I had a Bellini. Not a big
you
deal.
You ever have the girl drinks with the little...
Umbrella?
Little umbrella?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, man, that was
in the Bahamas.
That was a turn off to me when I went out with a guy.
Oh, a guy would order it?
Yeah, at a dinner. I'm like, okay, you're a guy.
I ordered strawberry daiquiri with you.
Yeah, but we were already. Well, no, you're right. You did. You had a little umbrella. Yeah, yeah.
Did
that's
I?
Right, yeah.
How about?
But I was in love with you by then, so it was okay.
What
but
was
I gotta
place
tell
in
you,
Florida? The Bubba Gum Shrimp Company. I think I ordered something.
Remember
really
that?
Weird.
Oh my God, that was a good
in Florida,
place.
Right?
Yes.
That's not in Times Square anymore, right? That's gone. Right?
No, that's still there. No, I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, I haven't been in New York City
in
2 years. I drove through once.
Yeah, that's
I cut
right.
through
yeah.
once.
Yeah.
But I haven't been in my old office in 2 years.
But a lot of people are saying that it's still not the same. A lot of people are telling me that.
No, New York's not the same.
It's not the same as you know, vibrant and everything. It's starting to come back alive.
I wouldn't ride the subway right now. I don't want to ride the subway.
Oh, no. I know.
Unless I have to.
I'll take an Uber, please.
Hey, did you see they want more money?
Who does?
The Uber people are looking for more money. They want to get... because of the cost of gas.
Oh, hold on. Let's see who's calling me.
Looking
hold on.
For a surcharge.
Hello?
Wants money.
Hello?
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, my nephew. This is my nephew, Edward. Edward, you're on the podcast. Say hello.
Oh, hi, everyone.
This is my oldest nephew. I love you so much. Thank you for calling me, remembering me, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, good to talk to you, okay?
I love you. I'll see you soon, okay?
I love you too, Edward.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, gig drivers, as they're called, Uber, Lyft. Yeah. They're being pinched at the pump because of $4 gas. Although I paid under $4 the other day.
Yeah,
I had my BJ's card. I got gas for $3.89.
Oh,
I was
really?
Like, wow.
Is it cheaper than Costco?
We don't have Costco gas right
now.
No,
here. But I know there's Costco gas in New Jersey. I guess my brother's sister.
You know who's got the cheapest gas in Long Island? Sam's Club gas.
Oh, they do?
But we got to ride out there for it. It's a little distance from here.
Oh, that's right.
It's like 15, 20 cents a gallon less.
Yeah, it's not even worth it.
But to make the trip to Sam's Club to go there to get stuff.
If you're there, yeah.
If you're
going to go out just for that, you're killing gas already.
Yeah, what's the point?
Exactly,
I have something else to tell you, something really
Any
good.
Other awards coming up? Because we already had the Oscars, the Grammys.
Enough. It's funny how people get so angry over that, too. Like, people are like, I don't care, but they're rich celebrities. Okay, all right, then don't
they
watch.
They need to
don't
have
to
podcast
movies.
Awards on TV, okay?
Podcast awards.
Podcast awards and name the show number one. It really should.
Name the show number
this
one.
This show.
Name this show number
one. The Caroline Cadillo Show podcast.
Really?
Anyway, guys,
What about people that have millions of listeners like Adam Carolla and Mark Maron?
Well, we're up there too, Jeff.
Joe Rogan.
Okay, we're up there. We're up there with them.
Oh, yeah, we're right up there with them, Carolina. We are. Oh, by the way, New York Yankees fans, the opener has been postponed to today, Friday.
Oh, really?
It's not being... Oh, wait. Ah. Today's not Friday. Today's Thursday, isn't it?
Today's Thursday. Why are you confusing me?
Wait a second.
Hold on. Stop Flashback Friday.
We started this podcast.
Oh, my God.
Let's leave this.
You know what, guys? It's Throwback Thursday.
Oh my God.
You know what?
That's what happens when you cheat. We're actually recording this on Wednesday night.
Exactly.
God almighty.
Love you guys. Hope you enjoy the Throwback Thursday podcast.
What about tomorrow? What are we doing tomorrow?
I don't know yet. Let's just get rid of
it. Effed up Friday?
Let's do this at first, okay?
All right.
Enjoy.
It's the Daily Podcast with Carolina, Webin, and Jeff.
What happened to the echoes? You had the echoes on yesterday.
It's the Daily Podcast with Carolina, Webin, and Jeff.
This crappy song.
Hey, everyone.
It's our temporary song, Webin. Yeah.
Buenos dias. It's the Carolina Cadillo Show. Yo soy Carolina Cadillo.
Yo soy Webin.
Yo soy Jeff.
El americano.
Hola.
El único americano en el show, el judío también.
Judío, yeah.
Okay,
Thank you guys.
Judío de los dos lados, man. Americano y judío con dos latinos.
Voy a presentar yo misma en inglés y en español. Guys, I don't know if you haven't heard the podcast. It's the Carolina Cadillo Show. We started about hace un año, right?
Hace un año y medio. Igual como estamos ahora sin trabajo, lo empezamos y todavía
oh my God,
trabajo.
You're right. You know, right, Jeff?
You're unemployed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you understood?
Of course I understand.
When
somebody speaks good Spanish, I understand it.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's nice. Hey, guys, yo me llamo Carolina Cadillo. He estado en radio más de 20 años. Estuve con el Vacilón, Luis Jiménez, Univision, Megan on 7.9, emisoras americanas. And now we're doing the podcast con mi compañero Webin y mi esposo Jeff.
Y yo básicamente no voy a dar mi currículo, como hizo Carolina, mm-hmm. pero I'm Webin and...
You've been everywhere there too, though. You've been in a lot of places, muchos lugares.
Más de 10 años en la radio, con Univision y produciéndole a Luis Jiménez Show. Ahora estoy haciendo Carolina Cadillo Show y mi propio show que se llama Webin Show.
I say he's been in jail, but he hasn't.
No, actually, I have.
But just for a night.
Yeah, it was just for a night.
It wasn't like you got six months.
You were too, weren't you?
No, I was never.
Almost.
I've never been in jail.
Okay.
See, but white people go to jail for stupid stuff.
You know, smoking a joint on the corner, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's what they put Spanish people in jail for, I thought.
Sleeping in their car or whatever.
That's white people crime.
Yeah, that's white
people. That's true.
You're right.
Or yelling at his girlfriend or
like
something.
Whenever there's a story in the paper about like somebody stealing copper wire from the railroad.
That's a white person's crime, right away.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
You know it for
somebody. Somebody maybe.
You see, us Latinos, los Latinos, we rob things that are quick. You know what I'm saying? Like white people.
Hubcaps?
Yeah, hubcaps. Okay, right. You know. Not copper wire and start cutting wire.
Right.
And that thing is heavy, too. You don't want to, you know, cuando tú vas a robar, tú no quieres andar con mucha vaina que pese mucho. You want to get a quick getaway, you know?
Sí, pero yo tengo un tío, okay? Yo tengo un tío, I won't say his name, que él se roba mucho metal porque después lo puede vender.
Claro,
todos los días está vendiendo, robando metal. También recyclables también.
Pero he's probably driving.
Yeah, he's driving, yeah.
Exactly.
He's driving, yeah.
Thieves don't usually are driving, you know?
Introduce yourself, sweetie.
Oh, yeah. Me? Hi, yeah. I'm Jeff. I am Carolina's husband of, we've been together 20 años, 20,
yes.
22 years.
Yes.
Prison term.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know when I get paroled. God
That's
almighty.
Nice. You had your chance. You tried it.
I did try it.
You didn't take off. I don't know why.
I tried to escape with being a couple of years ago.
Para lo que están escuchando, a veces este podcast se vuelve entre una pelea matrimonial entre Carolina y Jeff, okay?
For but no, tú sabes por qué, porque le gusta corrígeme mucho. Okay.
Y así es que debe de ser.
No. Okay, si es una crítica profesional, está bien. Pero si es una crítica pendeja, no, I don't think so.
Pero que, es, por ejemplo, tú y él, si tú te caes, él tiene que recogerte. Si él se cae, tú tienes que recogerlo a él.
Así es que es el matrimonio.
Lo que pasa es que te enojas porque tú piensas que tú estás bien cuando no estás bien.
Yo siempre estoy bien, Webin. I'm always right. You know, por ejemplo, ayer hice mucho research de una historia, entonces él no gustó. No lo digas así, dilo así, mejor así. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
This is the reason why we cannot let Hillary Clinton to the White House. See, women always being right.
Well, she's probably past, you know, past the point of having the you know, time of the month, so at least we know that's okay.
That's nice, Jeff. That's nice.
That's what they always say.
No,
you know,
yeah, that is the worst comment. I'm surprised you even said that, you know?
I'm introducing that.
That,
I said. Yeah, I'm surprised, because you know what? Women don't like that. Just because, you know, we put our opinion, I mean, we might be strong, we might be, you guys call us bitches one day, because we have a strong opinion about something.
Digo,
no, it's not right. It doesn't mean we have a period.
But why do you think there's a phrase?
Never.
Why do you think the
How
phrase?
How about you when you're in a bad mood?
Why do you think the phrase?
What, do you have a period too,
Jeff? That time of the month was invented.
Guys,
that time
Teddy
of the month because
Teddy
we're
farted,
disposing
Teddy,
of.
Teddy farted. I'm sorry, oh, guys. That's
but,
Teddy.
Yeah. By the way, our dog. You'll hear our dog sometimes in our studio. Or you'll also hear Webin's kids that he brings from time to time. How old are they?
Three and six.
We do a lot of stuff on this show. We'll do the daily news every single day, which includes top headlines, include trivia stories, celebrity news, what's trending. We'll do some character voices. So that's what we're about, guys. So, like, for example, let me do a survey, okay? They said that 43% of women will throw away their husband's phone in a toilet bowl, but men won't do it.
¿Cómo así?
Like, por ejemplo, por ejemplo, tú y Claudio están peleando, ¿ok? ¿Encuentra algo en tu teléfono que no le gusta? Yeah. She'll throw it in the toilet bowl.
Ok, pero ustedes las mujeres son drásticas así, porque lo primero que hacen cuando se pelean con el marido, lo que hacen es que le sacan la ropa y se la cortan. Do you notice that the first thing that women do is when they get mad at you or whatever is that they grab your clothes and they start cutting it up with a scissor? Why? What the hell is that going to do?
You know, I've only done that with Jeff's. He had a couple of bras when he first got married. He says they were from ex-girlfriends.
Guys, not that Jeff is a transsexual man at night. I guess he had them as trophies.
A couple of souvenirs, I say.
I mean,
When you get married, you do not bring crap like that over to your marriage. That's goodbye.
Being,
you know, that's past life. That's history. Goodbye. That goes away.
They still smell like the old.
I used to have a trophy case of G-strings, and
see?
Claudia found them. And
well, being, why? For what reason? Why do you have that?
It's a trophy case. It's like you winning. Like, for example, I had a pair of what is it, like, not diamond crusted, those little like gemstones on it.
Yeah.
That was my Heisman trophy. You know what I'm saying?
Who had that?
There was some girl that she really went all out when she was gonna have sex with me and got really cute, and she left me those.
Oh,
and
my
she
God.
Was like, to be honest with you, she was the first model I ever banged.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
What happened. And that was my Heisman
trophy. You dated a model?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And you dated a stripper?
Stripper.
And you're a transgender?
Whoa, what the hell that comes from? I mean, that was one night. I didn't know anything. You know, she looked like a woman.
Didn't know. Shock.
And I was also reading another survey that more men talk with each other in the locker room naked than women.
I see, and I think that's the other way around.
Because, you know, in my locker room, my gym, everyone's naked talking to each other. The other day, I was telling Jeff, I told you this too. I was getting dressed, some lady naked, you know, late, viejita, yeah, she came over to me and says, can I use your phone? I need to call my daughter. And she practically grabbed the phone out of my hand.
I had a guy start talking to me at the gym about politics and the economy, and his wanker was hanging out. And I'm just, no, I'm not going to have
Is
this
Is that
whole
the actor? Is that the actor?
No, not him, but another guy. I've seen him naked, too, but there's this other guy there. Just starts talking to me like as if he's like, as if we're online at Starbucks.
And you had a famous lawyer talking to you, too, right? What's his name?
Yeah, the lawyer was talking to me. I saw him naked, too.
What's his name?
Famous lawyer. He used to go on Howard Stern show all the time. He was Jessica Hahn's attorney.
That I know who you're talking about. The fat guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I got the name right.
Dominic.
Dominic Barber.
Dominic Barber.
You said he was talking to you in the gym, right?
He used to talk to me in the steam room all the time.
I mean,
but we had towels on.
Yo te digo una cosa. Eso, tener conversación desnudo, al menos que sea con tu pareja, that's one thing. Pero di que en el gimnasio y esa cosa. Y eso, que I would think that women are more self-conscious about their bodies, the way that, you know, that they just want to wrap themselves up and start and go out the door.
No, I mean, gimnasio. Everyone's naked. Everyone's naked. And they'll go up and talk to, there's an attendant in el baño, and they'll go up to her practically naked, you know, and then,
no,
you know, there's,
no,
oh, you
know,
falta aquí, you know, we need tampons, we need this, we need that, you know.
Ay,
yeah.
No, sis, I know.
Is she weird, by the way? The guy that cleans the men's locker room, I feel like he's staring at me. He's weird.
Well, I think the girl in our locker room, I think she likes women.
Yeah.
She's a lesbian.
That's why they get the job.
Because she's always talking to me.
Right.
She goes, you look good today. She goes, you lost weight, right? I'm like, I think so. I don't know. She goes, you lost your belly. I said, really?
Let me touch
you
those. Know, right?
Let me tell you something. Yo no tengo trabajo ahora mismo, pero el último trabajo sería ese que yo fuera a aplicar para bathroom attendant, locker room attendant at a gym. That's
yeah, but hey, there are good tips in there. There are really good tips
that's
in there.
That's all right.
Seriously.
It's tips in the men's room. Get it? Tips?
Yeah. All right. Hi, good one.
Do you plan to do any traveling anytime soon?
Quiero ir a un crucero. I'm trying to work my magic, which, by the way, guys that don't know this, I usually get everything cheap or for free.
You still have WebBank, right? WebBank?
Yes, I do. And but I get everything cheap or for free. So mm-hmm. I sent out a letter to Norwegian Cruise Lines that I want to do a special vacation report.
Ever since we told WebBank about, you know, you can call, like, Disney or...
If you work in the media.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you can tell, mm-hmm. they'll give you free tickets. And you did that, and you got comped somewhere, right?
Sí, yo hice eso en Navidad hice eso para Lego, para Legoland, pero para el hotel y me dieron dos noches gratis, okay? And all I had to do was a 15-second video saying how great this place is.
And when Bean was away for 2 weeks, I'm like, where are you staying? I was like, oh, I got comped here. I got free dinner. I got
free
this.
Everywhere.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I buy free 99.
The reason I'm telling you, yo conozco a alguien que va a ir a Cuba en dos semanas. Y me sorprende que hay una lista que cosas que pueden traer.
Cuando
cosas
ella dice
que no
alguien, es un familiar de ella, su suegra, su hermana o alguien
sí,
por el
sí.
estilo.
Sí, ok, mi suegra. Entonces, pero me está contando que en Cuba no se permite usar dinero americano.
No.
Solo dinero can't. Cubano. What is it, Jeff Bezos, you said?
They call it like the Cuban peso, I think.
Okay.
It's not the same as, you know, it's Cuban money.
Pero me sorprende that you can't use American dollars. Me
no.
sorprende eso.
They don't recognize us. So
entonces, know. ¿Cómo tú consigues el dinero para usarlo? Because there has to be an exchange, no?
There's no American exchange, I don't think. There must be some way that you go there and give claro. Somebody money and get Cuban pesos.
Then how about you can't use credit cards or anything?
No, there's no credit cards.
No credit cards allowed.
No telephone service.
No telephone service. And if you want to bring a camera, it can't be any type of professional camera at all.
Yeah, you can bring your cell phone camera, and I think you can bring like a regular digital
way,
camera. You just can't bring telephoto lenses, stuff like that.
I'm already stressing out, and I haven't even gone yet. I'm already stressing out. There's no credit cards. There's no internet.
No.
Y mujeres, para ir al baño,
yeah.
you have to bring your own toilet paper.
¿Cómo así? No entiendo eso. ¿Cómo
I don't
así?
Get that either. That
otherwise,
was on the list.
Otherwise, you're using banana leaves, and I heard that's not very comfortable down there.
Yo escucho de gente que usa un periódico para limpiarse también.
Maybe tobacco leaves, actually. Yeah. It's cute.
I've heard of that. Nicaragua, mom told me that once she had nothing, she used tobacco leaves.
I told you I knew a guy who did that right in the woods upstate. They ran out of toilet paper.
Yeah, remember you and I went? We didn't have anything.
No,
we used newspaper.
I know a guy who used these big leaves he found in the woods, and it turned out to be poison sumac.
Oh!
In the hospital for 6 weeks.
Wow.
What's sumac?
It's like poison ivy, but it's worse.
Worse.
What does it do?
It makes you very itchy and it gives you a big rash. And put it this way, you're not supposed to wipe your butt with poison sumac leaves.
Okay, hold on. Let me just stop. Sorry, everyone's called me during our pilot. Mm-hmm. Pero anyway, so entonces mi suegra va en dos semanas. But you know who's going to be there too? She was telling me President Barack Obama is going to be there the week they're there too, right?
And the Rolling Stones.
That's the Rolling Stones are going to be there the week that they're going to be there too.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones. This DJ Diplo, I think it's Diplo, who just played a big concert there. It was the first American concert in like
really?
50 years. They had thousands of people, and the Rolling Stones are playing. Of course, the people are going to see the Rolling Stones and think, who are these old geezers on stage? Because they're seven. 70, you know, at this point.
They're going to think that Fidel Castro was president of their friend club. Pero, I mean, es bueno que Cuba ya está creciendo.
Sí, pero
está saliendo de eso.
Todavía no están listos para que la gente venga a Cuba, porque hay muchas restricciones todavía.
Es como cuando tú invitas a alguien a tu casa and they show up early, you're rushing up to clean up.
Exactamente,
you know,
exactly.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think they should give it a little bit more time for visitors. I mean, I keep seeing, yo veo los anuncios donde hay cruceros que van a ir a Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great for the economy of Cuba.
And I didn't know that when you take a plane from Miami, It's literally what, 15-minute ride?
Yeah, the plane goes up and it goes down. Yeah, it's 90 miles. It's like a joke flight. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. And you know, they can only bring back $100 worth of souvenirs.
$100 worth of stuff. So rum and cigars are what people are going to bring back.
What type of souvenirs are you going to get? Instead of having the Jamaican hat with the hair, you're going to have a beard of Fidel Castro.
That's right.
You know.
I guess it's not too much back to bring. Because I said if you could bring back a T-shirt. I don't know if they have that.
No, it's not much to bring.
I went to Cuba and I got this shitty T-shirt.
That's right.
And you know, we're also going to be talking about. You know, what's going on in the news. You know, what's going to be in the news for a while is the debate. Okay, what's going on between the candidates?
The primaries.
Yeah, the primaries, the caucuses. You know, like recently, 2 days ago, Hillary won again, right? Or no, Sanders won
in Michigan.
It was sorprendente que ganó Sanders in Michigan because they said it was a Hillary state. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. I mean, this ain't over yet. The circus, you know, the Ringling Brothers thing that keeps going in the Republican Party. That's a different story.
Y yo creo que vamos a ver más de esto. Hace como dos días había un joven de 30 años que valió un pastor. Que estaba hablando sobre Ted Cruz, you know, he was endorsing him, un pastor. Mm-hmm. Loco, ex-marine, le dio 6 balazos in the parking lot. Entonces, but you know what he did, though? So then he was a wanted man after he shot the pastor in the parking lot after this pastor endorsed Ted Cruz.
I guess he killed him. Huh?
No, he didn't kill him. The pastor is doing okay. He's recovering.
Oh, my God.
But guess what happens? You know what this guy did?
What?
Jumps on a plane from Ohio to the White House.
Idaho, I thought.
Oh, Idaho, yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes. Thank you for correcting me. You'll see a lot of corrections.
It's
on
even
this.
Farther away.
Yeah. Idaho.
You said Idaho a second ago, and now you said Ohio.
Okay.
That's all. Sorry.
It sounds the same.
Yes, it's the same thing.
It's Spanish. It sounds the same to you.
But authorities are wondering, how is this guy who everyone's looking for able to jump on a plane and go to the White House, and he started throwing CDs, books over the White House fence?
You know what it is also? You want me to tell you something? He's an ex-Marine. And that's the and the main problem here in the United States is the way that we just give our backs to our veterans. The government gives the backs to... This guy obviously needed medical attention. He needed some psychological help. And it wasn't provided for him. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. You know what it is? Because when you go to the VA hospital, you have to wait months and months before you get an approval for something or whatever. It shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
Guys, the United States government, these people put their lives on the line for you to be able to enjoy all of this stuff that you have.
Yeah, that's why you have. Well, Bean, that's why there's a lot of groups. And I forgot that group that was recently Jeff being investigated. That try to give money for the veterans that don't get enough money from the government.
Oh yeah, yeah. You heard about that story? Wounded Warrior Project spends a lot of money. CBS did an investigation and found that they spend a lot of money on fundraising and only 50% of the money goes to the Wounded Warriors.
Because los ejecutivos se van de vacaciones, se comen sushi.
Eso es lo que pasa. Tú también hay que tener cuidado a quién tú le donas el dinero, porque lo que pasa es que muchas de estas, por ejemplo, Carolina Cadillo's a fundraiser. Okay, Carolina Cadillo starts a fundraiser to help out these veterans, pero Carolina Cadillo se coge un 30% o un 40% para ella for her troubles, you know, and then the rest goes to that charity.
By the way, nuestro GoFundMe, todo el dinero fue para el podcast. A new computer we have that's sitting right there.
Que todavía está sentada aquí. Ahora mismo, pueden ver, hay un basurero encima. Hay una vaina encima. Nadie la ha instalado todavía. Estamos usando la misma. Y un cable que costó $25, que yo no sé qué es lo que hace el cable.
No, pero eso va a ser bien pronto. Plus, we have hats and T-shirts we'll be sending out pretty soon. We have one winner already.
And this nice hot cup of coffee I'm drinking from Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you, listeners. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Finally, one more story. Erin Andrews, you heard she was awarded $55 million.
Lo más asqueroso que yo he visto en mi vida.
I want to thank the veterans who fought so I could watch that Erin Andrews video through a peephole.
Exactly.
Like you said, they fought for everything, you know?
Right.
No, pero mira, al final del día, como dijo Jeff, ella no haber ella nunca va a ver todo ese dinero.
No way.
Okay, so see, because half of the money is going to come from the guy, the stalker.
Who's broke.
Who has no money.
Él no tiene dinero.
Good, very good. What they're thinking is that she might go after his paycheck and garner 20% every time that, you know, from his paycheck.
Okay. He's like a truck driver.
Exactly. Okay. El tipo lo que le va, ya lo que va a conseguir es semanalmente o quincenalmente son 200, 300 dólares. The guy owes her how many millions?
$28 million.
Good luck with that. He's not going to pay that, you know, plain and simple, and, guys.
And the hotel, it's not the corporation she sued. She sued the actual hotel, right?
Right, not the corporate Marriott, owner, yeah. But the corporate because owner of the local place, the local hotel.
It's probably a locally owned.
Right, exactly, like a franchise.
And they don't have that much money, so they're probably going to settle after taxes and everything. She pays her lawyers. They say she'll probably only see $6 million of that money.
Of course. I mean, they have to pay for her attorney's fees. So.
Yeah, and they had to put signs up in every room that says, do not blow your, I blew my joke.
No.
Don't blow dry your hair naked. Somebody could be watching.
Go ahead.
In the interest of the show, I watched about a minute of her video yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and I said to Carolina, kind of going back to what you said before, I hate to bring this back, but who, I mean, I walk around my hotel room naked, I guess for a minute or two, but she's doing her whole hair naked, like the whole time. Does your wife do her hair naked?
No.
Okay, right?
No, my wife puts on her clothes, then she starts doing her hair. I don't get that.
You guys have to come to my gym. Everyone's blow drying their hair naked, putting makeup on naked, okay?
I trust you.
Anyway, but you know what? Le aplaudo a Erin Andrews. You know why? She didn't do it for the money.
No?
Invasion of privacy. Not okay, okay?
Right.
That's why she did it, okay?
I'll give you that.
Okay.
All right, so she accomplished
so
what she wanted to do.
Invasion of privacy is worth $55 million?
But she knew she wasn't going to get that. Come on, you know, come on, don't be stupid.
She's trying to prove a point. I get it. It didn't, I mean, I don't want to come off the wrong way. It didn't hurt her career. She got endorsement deals. She didn't get.
She proved your point, Jeff. Invasion of privacy, not okay.
Invasion of privacy, not okay. She got four endorsements worth millions and millions of dollars after
That's
this happened.
That's not the point. That is
she,
not
it wasn't
the
like
point.
I agree. She's probably traumatized every time she stays in a hotel, but I bet she's not traumatized when she goes back to a really, really big house she lives in.
Rides back
in her expensive car.
If somebody, you're in your hotel away from the family, and someone goes in your peephole and videotapes you jerking off.
Me encantaría eso, una, y dos, sería bueno porque entonces yo puedo demandar también, pero no voy a demandar por $55 million,
pero,
una pajita nada más.
Pero demandarías, right?
Demandaría porque, okay, my privacy was compromised. I get it. I understand.
Yeah, okay, but you know what? I applaud her because a lot of women, you know what? She stood up for women, and it's not okay, regardless of whatever money she got. It's not okay. Okay, it's just not okay.
All right.
You got
Hulk Hogan getting, what is it, $100 million from Gawker?
He's not going to get that.
Yeah, but the thing is, que aunque gane, the website's going under. They're not going to be able to afford that.
Yeah, but you know, at the end, they'll probably settle for something. You know,
invade his privacy too.
Igual.
Which, by the way,
hombre para la mujer, all right? Yes, invasion is not okay.
He was understand, and the lawyer.
¿Se puso a llorar?
No, the lawyer asked him, you know, so you have a 10-inch penis? And he goes, hey, guys, my penis is not really 10 inches.
Míralo, aquí te.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he brought it out. He said, hold on, let me pull it out.
Yeah. Was he Trump?
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Right. Anyway, hey, guys, I'm Carolina. This is the Carolina Carrillo Show. We're going to be on daily talking about the top headlines, what's trending with my co-hosts, Jeff and Wabin. So hope you guys like it and stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. Yeah. Contact us, too. How? How do they get in touch with us?
516-637-3254. I'm on my email, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. Our website is actually being prepared right now, so I'll announce that when it's done.
Yeah guys, make sure you go to carolinacadillo@gmail.com, too, if you want to email anything there. If you guys wanting any advice, Carolina's great at giving advice. He's going to start fighting with Jeff, okay? That's it, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, all right, thanks for listening, everybody. Contact us, okay? Love to hear from you. Carolina Podcast is a JJ production.
Oh, I said it then too, huh? What do you know? Thanks for listening, everybody.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.